You are listening to The Lunchbox.
14 minutes after 2 right here on Unisub Radio, the African voice, the only house that is all about you. You are tuned to The Lunchbox with me, Precious. And right now, I am joined in studio by Susan and Nhlanhla from the DCCD right here at Unisa. And we're going to be talking about how you get started with your studies. You know, it is halfway through 2016. We are on the second semester of the year. And, you know, we gotta get ready and prepare for our studies. Good afternoon, guys, and welcome to Unisub Radio.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for that, Nhlanhla. Okay. Well, to start our conversation, what does it mean to get started with studies? Where do we start? Where do students start after the first semester?
Okay, basically for now, you all got, maybe some got their results, some they're still waiting for their results. So it's that time when the people need to start by registering. Mm. So they need to register and make sure which subjects they are picking and know their curriculum in a way. So the first step is to register. And after registration, they need to pay their fees. And if you're a new student, you need to get a student card and a library card. So a library card, you'll have to pay for it when you pay for your fees. And a library card, your student card, you'll get it when you receive your study material, given that you already paid your registration fee.
Okay.
After getting your study package, you need to, in a way, go through it, understand your material in a way. Don't just say, these are useless papers and throw them in a bin. You need to read your papers and prepare around them. So in your study pack, there will be different materials in which you need to go through them and look what it's in your study pack in a way. You start there. You look at what you have and read through what the lectures are saying to you in a way. So the first step will be to register and get your material in a way.
So how much is the library access card?
Okay, it's 45 rands.
45 rands. Yes. And then the student card is just free.
It's yeah, one which comes with your study pack.
All right. Do you want to? Okay, go ahead, Susan.
Okay. So once you have passed that stage where you did your registration and paid your library cards and then the student cards, then after that, after you have received your materials now, just like my colleague has just mentioned, that now you need to check if you have the necessary tools now to start with your studies. The main things that you can look up to is having your tutorial letters, all of them included. Check out for any prescribed book that are going to be needed through your studies. So that you can be able to plan and be organized now. So that when you start studying, you know that you've got the necessary tool, like prescribed book, the tutorial letters that are needed. So before you go through that, like through the material that you have received, there is the so-called inventory letter. Normally, like, they wrap it up, they put it on top of the study package that you normally receive. That's where the list of all the tutorials that you have received are stipulated there. So you just have to check that they correspond with the one that you have received. Basically, they will even mention that this one, it was not there by the time of delivery, but they will deliver it at a later stage. So you just need to check what is in the package and what is not and all that. Yes.
So what happens to students who wants to start with their studies, to start studying for the second semester, and they haven't yet received their study package?
So, in a way, if they are new students and they are registered, they are still waiting for their study material, the first step they can take is to activate MyUNISA. MyUNISA is an online portal at which it has different modules they have registered for. And then they need to create it they need to include their student number and create the password for that. It also comes up with an email, a UNISA email address, which they will communicate with the lecturers using that email, which will be much easier because it has your student number on it. So the first step will be to activate that MyUNISA, because on that UNISA portal online thing, it has their study material, but it's an online format. So it's like soft copies, not hard copies. So unless they can print them out if they want to, or save them in their smartphone, because lately it's a smartphone kind of century, so I think they can cope with that, most of us.
But then, okay, I do know that we have Wi-Fi access here at UNISA, mm-hmm. but then what if a student is having complications getting here, and then they want to access their study materials from home, and they have data problems? How does it work? Is it that you just have to make your way here, or what?
Okay, the other option could be to call dispatch to ask about how is your your study pack at, just to get an understanding how come you did not receive your material and how can you go about receiving it. Or the other option could be to perhaps visit your nearest internet cafe to download those materials as well. That can be an option, and print them out if they don't have anyway internet access, or if they don't have any smartphone or any portable PC or laptop.
Okay. And then, Susan, anything you want
to
add?
Yeah, just to add on that, once you have managed to register yourself on My UNISA and My Life, and you are able to access those tutorial letters now, then now there comes the stage where now you need to plan, since you have received all these things. So it's to ask yourself, like, what is it that I need now? You know, in terms of the tutorials, maybe you are wondering that since UNISA is an ODL, what now? What am I going to do now? I've got my materials. So what is the next step? So you are stuck with the books and you don't know where to start, what to do, who to contact. That's when now you have to ask yourself questions like, what do I need? Do I need lectures? How do I, get hold of the lectures at UNISA? Do I need other students who are doing the same qualification as mine? How do I go about that? The whole information is on the brochure called My UNISA. So most students normally receive this brochure with their study package. So once you go there's a procedure that show you how to register yourself on My UNISA, and also how to get connected in terms of getting different support here at UNISA, since it's an ODL.
Yes. So that book called My Studies at UNISA. It's a little, most of us, usually when you get that, we throw it in a bin, but I really encourage students to have it so that they can really work through it, because it has different steps about how can you go about studying at UNISA. It also tells you about planning, as my colleague mentioned. Tells you how can you go about planning, finding maybe time to study, how can you go about finding maybe a comfortable place for you to study, and how can you negotiate on how can you with your study, since UNISA is an open distance learning. We know most people will prefer to study at home, some at libraries, some at work, if you make if you negotiate with your employees. So it's about how you go about negotiating with others and talking to other people as well. That book my colleague is talking about, My Studies at UNISA.
My Studies at UNISA.
Yes. It will really, really assist you into getting more understanding about how can you start at UNISA.
So let's talk about the students. And talking about the students, what advice would you give the students who maybe failed some of their first semester modules? What advice would you give them in this semester as we are starting their new semester?
I think the first step will be for them to go back and really think about what really went wrong, or what is it that they did ineffectively. Think about if you failed an exam, what is it that you failed not to do in an exam? Did you complete your exam? If not, what is it that you can improve on so that you can be able to complete your exam next time? Or if you did not study enough, what is it that you can improve this semester so that you can study enough as well? So asking yourself such questions so that you can reflect about them and have a way forward for you perhaps to do much better next semester.
And you need to start this semester with a positive attitude. And as my colleague has just mentioned, you just have to reflect about the things that you did that were not, effective. And how can you change them? How can you do things differently? Maybe perhaps you started studying, after receiving your material last semester, you just, wrap your books and study and put it there and wait for the exam. So now is high time now you think differently. Like, now you received your material. What is the next step? Do I need to reschedule? Do know, I need to plan ahead. Do I need to negotiate with my parents that this is how things are going to be in the house in terms of, you know, negotiating with them, time the management, the chores that you used to do, you know, the TV part, if you're somebody who watched the soapies from weekends.
And also the radio part. Hello.
Yes. So it's high time now you know, you think about those things, because normally we take them for granted, but you might find that they had so much impact. Mm. But now think positively, like, how can I, you know, do differently from the way I used to do them? Mm. Yes.
So I really encourage students not to study when the exam is about to start.
Yes.
Well,
you study immediately. As soon as you get your study materials, just start.
Yes. Yeah. You don't want to study by studying by perhaps picking your books and dusting off the dust. You don't want that.
All right. So I believe that there's someone, a student, who's out there, maybe listening, maybe not listening, maybe someone who knows them is listening. And if I ask this question, they can get the message through a friend who knows a friend. Okay. I'm thinking there's a student maybe who failed their modules, and they are thinking of changing a career in the second semester. What would you say to them?
Okay, in terms of that, they really need to think about a number of things. Because there could be, in a way, for them to change, as you mentioned, that qualification could be that they failed the module. Mm. So what will happen if they were to change to that qualification and still fail again?
Mm.
How are they going to deal with that? Will they still want to change again and again and again?
Mm-hmm.
Rather than in that way, to, as I mentioned, that they really sit down and really think about what happened for them to fail the module, as I mentioned.
Mm.
Maybe talk to the lecturer about, if you fail the module, talk to the lecturer about what is it that you did that the lecturer saw that is not effective in your exam papers. Or maybe buy back your script.
Mm.
See what is it that you found wrong so that you can correct that.
Mm.
Or talk to your friends who passed the module. How did they pass the module as well? So those are one way, or some of the ways you can go about finding more about how can you go about it.
Mm. And anything you want to add, Susan?
Yeah, there's this say that normally they say, you know, in my mother tongue, that, you know, sometimes people will run from a rain. So I normally encourage students that before they think of, you know, changing the qualification, what is it that they are running from?
Mm.
How can they think differently about running? Because they might be running from this situation only to find that there's going to be worse situation in the same new qualification.
Mm.
So think differently there. How can you deal with the same challenge before you change the qualification?
Mm. Mm. Yes. I feel you. So any final ways that you want to share with UNISA Radio listeners?
Okay, so for those students who are not aware, we do have workshops related to these topics that we normally held here at UNISA Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Topics, different topics such as time management, getting started with your studies. We do have workshops that are being held on Wednesdays. So we encourage them to keep on checking online. And normally we do publish our posters on the posters around the campus. So if they are around the campus, we encourage them to check in terms of the times and days there.
Mm-hmm.
So the workshop will be, in a way, as a guideline for them, how can they go about studying at UNISA, since it will be the starting of the semester. So it will be a great platform for them to ask some of the questions they are uncertain about.
Okay, what time will the one is it going to be on this Wednesday?
No. The workshop, the post will be published maybe around
Just to add on that, the career fairs, we, you know, encourage students, every student here at UNISA, just to attend this career fairs that will be held on Wednesday and Thursday.
Mm.
It will be very beneficial for each and every student, since there will be many companies as they can go through our poster there. There are different companies that will be coming. So it's their chance to actually have a conversation with these companies in terms of career opportunities there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you very much, guys, for your time.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's I was joined right now, and they're still here, by the way, by Susan and Tlantla from the DCCD right here at UNISA. And we were just talking about you, the student of UNISA, how you can get started on your studies on this second semester for now. Do stay tuned to UNISA Radio, the African voice. I'm sure by now you do know that it is all about nobody but you.
Did you know you can stream UNISA Radio on radio.unisa.ac.za/live or download our app on any mobile device from Android to Nokia to Apple to BlackBerry. Stay connected.